Kilayim Paraches Mishnah Aleph, having concluded the discussion of the specific details of Kilayei Kerem, now the Mishnah broadens to talk about the various of the four types of Kilayim that are Aser. And most of this parak will deal with Kilayei Behema. So the Mishnah begins, Kilei HaKerem Asura Milizroa. It is Aser to plant Kilayim of the vineyard. The Torah says in Sefer Dvarim, Lo Sizra Karmocha Kilayim, and so it's an Iser Midiraisa. And there's some discussion about what you would have to do to get Malkus for this, whether it was to plant one seed plus grapes, or two different foreign seeds plus grapes. There's various discussions in the Yerushalmi and the Bavli as to what that consists of. But planting Kilayim in a vineyard is an Iser Diraisa. Umilikayim. It is also usher to maintain Kilayim in his vineyard. If he is poshea about removing Kilayim that he sees growing in his vineyard, then he's also guilty of maintaining Kilayim, and in fact he could get Malkus. If all he did was simply ignore the Kilayim and refuse to uproot them, then he was passive and didn't do an action. But if he did something like building a fence around it or nourishing it, then he would get Malkus for that. Now these kinds of Kilayei Kerem are also Vasurin Behana'a. They are completely Asur Behana'a. It says Pentik Dash Hamaleo Hazera, lest the fullness of the seed which you planted be forfeit, Pentik Dash. And there's a discussion again exactly what this means, whether it's Pentik Dash, it's like Hekdesh, just like they are set aside from general use, so too is Kilayim. The Yerushalmi says Tikdash comes from two words, Tukad Eish. It has to be burnt by fire, which means therefore it's completely Asur Behana'a. So that's Kilayei Kerem. Kilei Zeroyim, Kilayim of plants, which we started much earlier in the Masechta, Asurin Milizroa Umilikayim, they are likewise Asur to plant or to maintain, but Umutarim Ba'achila, they are permitted to be eaten, v'chol shekein b'hana'a, and certainly for hana'a. It says, lo sizra sadecha kilayim, you're not allowed to plant kilayim together. And there were discussions in the first four prakim as to what the parameters of that were. But generally speaking, maintaining kilayim might only be a midrabanan, although Rabbi Akiba says it's midyaraisa. Many authorities say that it's only midrabanan. So it's not asur b'hana'a, it's not even asur b'achila. You can consume it. Kilayei Begodim, this is lo silbash shatnez semro vishtim yachdov. You're not allowed to have kilayim of clothing, a garment which has a forbidden combination of linen and wool, but they are mutarim b'chol davar. They're permitted in any way. You can make them, you can sell them, you can get hana'ah from them, at least if it's not lo silbash, if it's not wearing. The Rambam says that wearing implies that it gives direct bodily warmth. So if you wear it like clothing or like a blanket that warms the body, that would be usur. Veinon isurim elo mililbosh, says the Mishnah. They're only usur to wear. But if you made a tent out of kilayim, you would be perfectly fine. And they are obviously not usur b'hana'a. Kil a behema, kilayim of behemos. Now kilayim of behemos involves working with a team of different kinds, lo sacharosh b'shoru b'chamor yachdov, an ox and a donkey together on the same yoke, but it also implies mating them together and creating forbidden species. Kilayei behema mutaran legadel ulekayim. It is permitted to raise them and to maintain them. Veinam asurim elo milaharbia. They're only usur to mate them together. And what the Mishnah apparently means is that it's usur to mate them together in any kind of manual or forced way. But if you put them alone in a pen where mating might take place, but you had nothing to do with it, then it's don't ask, don't tell. What happens in the pen stays in the pen, and it's none of your business. So you don't have to worry about anything that you did unless you put them together. But there's no isur hana'a, there's none of the other isurim, only milaharbia. Kilei behema asurim zeh bezeh. Animals of kilayim are forbidden one to the other. In this case, these are two illegitimate animal that are going to be mated together one to the other. For example, you had a crossbred animal. You had a mule. One of the mules came from a father who was a horse and a mother who was a donkey. And the other mule that you have came from a father who was a donkey and a mother that was a horse. So you have two different types of forbidden animals that came from different males and females. Those animals are forbidden to crossbreed with each other as well, even though the crossbreeding would never lead to offspring because mules are automatically sterile. Parakhes Mishnah Beis continues the discussion of which animals you can't mate together and can't work with together as Kilaya Behema. Behema in Behema, one domestic animal with a completely different domestic animal. Vechaya im chaya, or a wild animal with another wild animal species. Behema im chaya, a domestic animal that you try to mate with a wild animal. Or vechaya im behema, a wild animal that you try to mate with a domestic animal. No matter which one is male, which one is female, it is usher to crossbreed all of these things. The Torah said, Behemtecha lo sarbia kilayim. Normally, Behemtecha might only mean your behema, your domestic animal, but we learn from Hilchos Shabbos that the laws apply equally to wild animals, other kinds of animals, so you can't allow this kilayim as well. The same thing is true about using them to work. Lo sacharosh b'shor v'chamor yachdov. You might think specifically just an ox and a donkey. An ox and a donkey are domestic animals. You might think wild animals might not be included. They are. Furthermore, tameya im tameya, utahora im tahora. If you try to mate illegally a tamei behema with another tamei one, or a tahora with a tahora, tameya im tahora, a male tamei animal with a female tahar animal, utahora im tameya, or the other way around, a tahar male animal with a tameya female animal, asurim lacharosh, you are not only usher to breed them, but you're also usher to plow with them. Like we said, you're not allowed to use shor v'chamor yachdav. Also, v'limshoch, to pull them. And in the Gemara Bava Metzia, that means pulling them by reins or a leash of some kind. Or, ulahanhig, for leading them, which could mean kicking them or prodding them from behind to try to get them to move. In all of these cases, you are not allowed to use these animals together as any kind of a team. The Rambam also talks about things like using them in certain actions, pulling a wagon. The person might not be holding a leash, but pulling might be the animals are pulling something. Leading might be tying the animals together and leading them. So in all of these cases, the kilayei behemo isurim apply.